You're listening to the Virtually Free Podcast, a place for all you digital nomads and freedom chasers out there. Get the real talk on what it's like to make a living online. Want to ditch the 9-to-5, vacation on your term? Discover the ins and outs of freelancing. Then you're in the right place. And now your host, Amy DeMone.
Welcome back to episode 21 of the Virtually Free Podcast with me, Amy DeMone. Today's guest is Sol Spear. She is a digital marketer working from her laptop while traveling the world. Knowing that the corporate world wasn't for her, she pursued a location-independent career, and now she enjoys working from an endlessly changing horizon while also helping others pursue a location-independent life with more freedom to do what they love. Welcome back to the Virtually Free Podcast. Today's guest is Sol Spear, and I am so excited to talk to her. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy. I'm so excited to get to talk to you too. Thank you so much for having me.
For all of you who are out there that are just like, who the heck is this girl? Well, let me tell you, she is an amazing, I call her a digital nomad. She actually, I was reading her bio and her, like, a bunch of little things that, like, her Instagram profile, all these things. And I never see that she actually refers to herself as a digital nomad. But that is what I am saying to the world that you are. So I found Sol in, as everyone knows, I go into these deep, deep Instagram, like, stalking modes. And I just love it. I don't care. I have no shame around it. But I found her and I realized that she was literally on the trip that I took, like, 2 months prior, and I was following her, and I was like, this girl needs to be on my podcast, and then I started chatting to her, and then I feel like we fell in love, and now we have this beautiful Instagram friendship.
Oh my gosh, I know. I can't believe we were, like, in the same places. That's crazy, and, like, ever since we connected, I just love following you and seeing what you're doing, and I feel like we're soulmates.
Right? Thank you. Everyone's probably like, Amy, you have so many of these, and I'm like, but it's so awesome to meet, like-minded individuals, and, you know, like, it's people are like, you meet on the internet. Everyone meets on the internet. That is Tinder, Bumble, all those things. That is what people do. So, we're going to jump in because we have so much juiciness to talk about. And one of the main reasons that I really wanted to chat with you, Sol, is because you are living the digital nomad life that everyone dreams about and everyone is trying, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are trying to do. And I think it's super important to kind of give the insider scoop on what it's really like being a digital nomad, because we kind of make up this, like, romantic version of what it is like. We're flying first class between, like, Dubai and Bangkok and, like, sipping champagne and, like, throwing money out the window, but that's not really the reality. And so what I'm going to do, or what we're going to do, is we're going to talk about what it's like to be a digital nomad. We're going to, you know, ask those questions that everyone's asking, and we're going to kind of talk about what it's really like, because, you know, I'm a digital nomad. I'm not location independent, but I do travel at least 3 months out of the year. So you are all over the place in Europe, Asia, just all over. So we have, like, a great kind of, I don't know the right word, but they're two very different lifestyles, but we definitely experience the same thing. So I'm going to shut up and let you talk. So before we get into exactly what it is you do, I would love to hear why you call yourself location independent or a digital nomad, or, you know, those buzzwords that we're really seeing on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I think there are so many different ways to be location independent or a digital nomad. And that just means something different or looks different for everyone. But for me, I think kind of in general, being a digital nomad means being location independent and using the digital world in your favor to be able to live a location independent life and trying to travel the world and not be tied down to one place.
Amazing. And I think that's really important because, you know, I kind of fall into, like, the popular version of what a digital nomad is, or not me, sorry. But when I think of a digital nomad, I kind of think of, like, what, like, the popular one is like, where you're, like, living that, like, luxury backpacker lifestyle. But, you know, as you said, it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're a digital nomad, you're doing that. It's, like, such a variety. And I think it's super important that you mention that, because it also helps break down kind of the, like, the, not the facade, but, like, the identity that these people have on Instagram, especially. Everyone that's listening to this, they know that I'm on an Instagram kick, and, like, why shouldn't we all be? But so I love it. But so as a digital nomad, you can do a bazillion different things. So what is it that you do for work?
Okay, so what I do for work, I mean, usually when I meet someone, I'm just like, oh, I'm a digital marketer, because it's difficult to explain that I do like 50 different things.
Totally.
I'm just so passionate and I love doing different things. But I'm a freelancer and I do web development. I do graphic design. I do social media management. I do content writing. I do a little bit of photography. Lately I've been getting into like graphic design, a little bit of animation. But for the most part, I work with a few different long-term clients and I manage all of their digital marketing. So that includes doing their websites, writing their content, their email marketing campaigns, social media management. So I kind of like doing a little bit of everything for a few different clients because I feel very connected to their company that way. And I'm able to make kind of a longer and like more lasting impact. But yeah, everything that I do is from my laptop. We have our meetings over Zoom meetings or just FaceTime and all of our communication is just digital. So I'm able to do everything that I do from here. Every once in a while, I'll meet up with a client to, and maybe we need to do product shots or get together for something. But for the most part, it's all just remote.
That's amazing. So your clients, are they, do they tend to be like B2B or business to business, or do they tend to be business to consumer? Are they, you know, e-commerce? Like what's kind of the, like what kind of niche client do you have, or do you have one?
Right now I don't have a niche. They're all kind of different. Like one of them's a consulting company, another one's a blog, another one's a coffee shop franchise, another one's a software company. So they're all different, but lately I have been kind of trying to niche down because I love travel. I love the hospitality industry. So right now I am kind of building a team in my own agency and our focus right now is hospitality marketing.
Ooh, that's awesome. And that would also probably be really, really complimentary to the fact that you are traveling the world. And if you got a little, you know, sponsorship there too, that wouldn't be the worst, right? So
that's exactly what I was thinking. I thought it would be in line with my lifestyle.
Exactly. And I think like some people are like, oh, like she's hacking the system or whatever, but like, that's what you got to do. Like you got to be smart about this. And also you're obviously super passionate about that, like lifestyle. So you're going to dive even more headfirst into those clients that you end up working with. So it's really a win-win-win, right?
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. So my question, and I like to ask this because I constantly try to figure out like what one came first. Like, do you think that your love for travel came before your love for like being a digital nomad? Because like for me, I started traveling and like doing like work that isn't necessarily considered like in the digital nomad like marketing sphere. But back when I was 19, which, you know, 10 years ago, that wasn't a thing. So I'm like, well, obviously for me, I think it was travel, but like with the fact that I can now work in travel is even better. So I'm able to like really fuel my two biggest passions. Unfortunately, work is one of my, well, not unfortunately, I love working. And a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, who is she? But so my question to you is, do you think that you became a digital marketer or a marketer because you wanted to fuel your love for traveling, or was it the other way around?
Okay, but so your question was what came first? So travel or my love for kind of digital marketing and nomading? Yeah. And everything. Okay, so honestly, I've always loved marketing and I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. That's what I studied in college. But what pushed me into this life for travel, because I had family, and I realized that travel is not more expensive than living in one place. And I also realized that there's so many people kind of working from their laptops and kind of just making this whole travel lifestyle work. And I wanted to be able to do that. And I wanted to be able to keep seeing these places, because I was just on a 6-month sabbatical after graduating from college. And I was like, okay, I can't just stop traveling to go back and get a job. So I said, well, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work. And at first I would take any location independent income stream. So I went on Upwork and I started applying to every job I could find. I was doing the randomest things. Like my first job was just translating English to Spanish. I had no experience with translating, but I speak fluent English and Spanish. So I figured that was a good fit. So I kind of started there, just taking any location independent job I could find. And then I really kind of missed doing marketing, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And that's what was kind of missing for me, because it wasn't enough to travel. And then taking on free clients too, to do their marketing. And then from there kind of built up a portfolio, and now I'm able to do just pretty much digital marketing, which is what I love to do.
That's awesome. And thank you so much for sharing kind of like the real way that that happened, because I think a lot of people are like, oh, you wake up one day and it's like, this is what I'm going to do. But really, it just was like circumstance for you. And it worked out awesome. So as I said earlier, like I found Sol on Instagram. Her account is beautiful. I also love like the blue hues. I'm like, blue is my favorite color. So I was like, ooh, I love this. So how long did it take you to kind of build that following? Because right now you're hitting around 22,000 people, correct?
So I started kind of looking at Instagram differently about a year and a half ago. And that was because I had a moment, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and I was feeling kind of stuck with my life. And I realized going on Instagram was just making me depressed. And that's when I wrote kind of my first long caption where I kind of just put my whole heart out there and talked about how I was feeling in my life and what the reality was behind that. And I got such an amazing response and a connection started, reality behind life and how I was really feeling. And that's what has helped really create a lot of connections through Instagram. So yeah, it's been like a year and a half.
That's awesome. And I love how you kind of like, you were really honest about the fact that like it was making you depressed. And I think that's one thing that like, I definitely thought that at the beginning. Like I remember the only reason I joined Instagram because I went to a festival in Montreal like in 2013 and they were offering like free Polaroid pictures if you joined Instagram. So I did that and I was like, I hate this. Like everyone's having the greatest time. And this is before I was in marketing. This is when I was still on my old path of political science, which didn't turn out very well. But so I was just like, there's no point. But I love how you took it and you're like, you know, this isn't something that I love. Let's reframe it and make it something that I love and make it something that's empowering. And like, it helps support me and my business and my passions. And I think that's something super important when it comes to especially marketing in the digital age, because if you're not liking something and you're doing it just to do it, it's going to shine through in your content. People are going to not feel a connection with you. I'm sure you'll fool a few people, but the reality is it's not going to feel right for you, for your potential clients, for the people that are following you. It's just not going to feel good. And you don't want that. You want like true authenticity when it comes to marketing. You want to be transparent and you want to be real. And that's exactly what it sounds like you did, which is amazing. So congratulations. So because you have such a large following, I would love to know, like, how long did it take you from the time that you kind of changed your relationship with Instagram to when you got your first paid anything? And when I say paid anything, I mean, you know, like a sponsored post, if you've had that, or even like the opportunity, someone reached out to you and was like, you would be an awesome affiliate, like sell this and make so much money. So like, how long did that take for all those aspiring Instagram influencers out there?
Yeah. So first of all, I haven't really focused on monetizing my Instagram just because it's not my focus at the moment. I'm just kind of using it as, I think it's a great platform to be real, to be honest, to make connections. I have had like a few kind of paid sponsorships and free things. The first thing was about a year into it, I think after I got a little bit 1,000 followers, and I started doing an affiliate program for a nutrition program that I was actually already doing and following anyway. So it was kind of perfectly in line because it was something that I was talking about anyway. So I earned a little bit in commissions from that. But since that, I got two free stays at hotels, kind of just to create content for them. And I think maybe I could if I was spending more time on looking for these opportunities, but it just hasn't been a focus of mine because I'm just so focused on growing my business right now. So Instagram, I guess, is just kind of like a very low side hustle that I really enjoy.
That's awesome. That's really great because when you enjoy marketing, that is a whole other level of like, you know, being in your like power and being in alignment with your business and everything. And I think it's also really important that you say that you're like, I have these many followers and yeah, I've gotten like a few things, but the reality is I haven't put my focus onto that. And, you know, I feel like there's this misunderstanding that if you do have 22,000 followers or even 10,000 followers, that these opportunities to have a paid post and, you know, to make all this money just fall into your lap. Like, you don't have to be proactive in the process. And I feel like that's why a lot of people are like, oh, it's not worth my time, or, you know, it's too difficult, or it's whatever, because they're the ones that are expecting it to come to you or come to them. So
yeah, nothing in life really comes to you.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, it's just not how the world works. It'd be great if it did, but especially entrepreneurship. And now that entrepreneurship is super sexy to people, it's not going to happen like that. I mean, I wish it did, believe me. My life would be a lot easier, and so would my clients, but they're just not reality. So thank you for sharing that. And now I want to ask, so I'm going to ask a very real question. And this is something I thought about, and I was like, ooh, do I ask, do I not? But I think it's really important. Because it's going to give like real honesty and insight into the actual digital nomad like journey. So, and I'll kind of explain why I asked this question after Sol answers. And then, yeah. So is the way that you're living your life, so traveling, you know, between countries and working and all this stuff, is it set up to be sustainable in the long term? And when I say that, I mean, are your businesses set up to be sustainable with the traveling and, you know, like the faulty internet connections and all? And I know, I do know that as we progress into 2019, 20, and et cetera, that things are going to get better. But just where you are right now, do you think it's sustainable?
Okay. So I think there are different ways to look at sustainability. So like first there is, of course, this financial sustainability. Which on that end, I would say my business is definitely sustainable. It's growing every month. I'm able to save surprisingly a lot. I'm living in kind of lower income countries that it costs a bit less. There's a lower cost of living here. So in that sense, it is sustainable. But on the other hand, I'm working so hard. I'm working like 16-hour days. Like I usually get up at 8 in the morning. Then I finish working at like 2 in the morning. So there is a lot of work kind of behind the scenes. And I don't see that as being completely sustainable, but to set myself up to be able to grow my business, to be able to later kind of slow down and work a bit less and kind of enjoy the day to day more, because I don't think that working this many hours a day is sustainable. But I think that every day kind of working remotely, being location independent, and at least doing digital marketing is definitely sustainable. There's such a big need for it, and the internet's hopefully only getting better. But on the other hand, I don't know if I would want it to be sustainable for the rest of my life. I don't see myself traveling this much and moving around when I'm 40. I don't know, who knows what I'll want then, but I think my focus will be a little bit different then. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important, because like if you were to flip that question onto me, I'm the exact same way. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I have an apartment in Ottawa, Ontario. So like I have a home base, I have a dog. So I have like some, you know, commitments where I can't move around as much as I would like to, but I'm still in the same boat as you. I'm working anywhere from 12 to 16 hour days. And, you know, when I look at that, I'm like, is it sustainable? And right now it is. I don't have a partner. I'm super into building my business. You know, you and I are both super young. So we're like, we got to do the work now so we can enjoy it later. Or not that we're not enjoying it, but like, you know, have the really great like 8-hour days or like 5-hour mm-hmm. days where you're still making the same amount of money. You've got to put the work in. So I do appreciate that you mentioned that, because I think people have this like idea that, you know, digital marketers work like 4-hour days and that's like they're making like 10 grand a month, and you're like, if only. I mean, I'm sure some digital marketers are doing that, but where I am in my business and where you are in your business, by the sounds of it, we're just not there quite yet. And that's okay, and it's all part of the journey. So is there anything like that you wish that your business model kind of looked like right now, that you know that's coming down the pipeline, but you kind of wish you could speed up the process a little bit?
So I think our biggest resource, or most important and most limited resource, is time. And that's kind of what limits me the most because I have a few different projects that I'm working on simultaneously, and I just don't have enough hours in the day for all of them. So I would like to be able to grow a team a little bit faster. But of course, that takes time with both financial resources and with training and having time to kind of build that. So I am kind of enjoying taking it slow, kind of working on each project slowly, and then building it. So I guess I'm all right with how things are going. I kind of am enjoying the process just as much as I think I will enjoy the result.
See, that answer is just like the perfect one. I feel like sometimes I ask questions and I word them like in a way that I'm like, is she gonna, like, what is she gonna say? Like, I'm so excited. And because I believe, like, I completely agree with you with everything you said. Like, you have to enjoy the process to be like a successful entrepreneur. It's just, it's matter of fact. You can't skip it. But I get the whole team building. Like, that's something, like, literally, I feel like I'm talking to myself. Like, if I have a team, like, I have a small team. I have like 3 people, but like my management skills are not great. And I know that, and my team knows that. And so like, I know I have so much I need to improve on. And I wish that kind of element of like my personal development would happen quicker, because I know how quickly my business would explode if I could get that down. But the reality is that if I don't know this now, I need to actually take the time to learn it, because if it's just something that's a quick fix, it's not going to be sustainable. So I think if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, digital nomad, or location independent, whatever, is that you have to enjoy the process of building your business, because each event is going to teach you something, and you're definitely going to learn from it and move forward. So I love that I kind of like asked a trick question and you answered exactly how I wanted you to.
Yeah, and I think that applies to everything in life. Like, it's just so important that you're enjoying the process and enjoying every day, and you're not just like working this crazy job just to make money and like be able to buy something. You know, it's just so important that we all enjoy what we're doing every day.
Exactly. And I'm a huge Gary Vaynerchuk fan, and I mention him, I swear, every single podcast, but he always talks about like how if you're an entrepreneur that like goes out and like takes the $5,000 that's in your bank account so you could like take a photo of the money, or that you're just working to get like a $15,000 watch, like you're gonna crash and burn. Like, sure, you might be able to like achieve that at some point, but if you're not enjoying the actual process and if you don't enjoy the hustle, you're not in it long term, and you will fizzle and like burn out. And that's just like the reality. And I truly, honestly, 100% agree with him. And I know so many people out there do as well, because to be a successful entrepreneur, like, you really need to have like unwavering drive and ambition. And I'm not saying that like one day you won't wake up and be like, oh my God, I hate this. Sure, have that day to yourself, chill, go to like a spa, you know, eat a cheeseburger, whatever you need to do to feel grounded, and then come back the next day and like, I almost said crush it, but I was like, that's such a cliche, but kill it again. Yeah. So every time we talk, even if it's like on Instagram or like whatever, I just feel like we get closer. This is going to be, I'm like, we're just the same person. It's amazing.
We are. Oh my gosh. Like, I literally feel like we're soulmates.
Especially, 100%. Yeah. Sorry, future partner out there. You'll have to compete with her. So, but it's been an absolute like pleasure chatting with you. I feel like I'm talking to a best friend. It's amazing. So as I ask all my audience members, I would love you to leave the audience with some words of wisdom.
Okay. I would always say to everyone, pay attention to what brings a spark to your life. What is it that makes you feel alive, that makes you forget to check your phone, to forget to eat, to forget to sleep, and follow that? Because when you say follow your dreams, like, that's kind of a difficult thing to materialize. But if you just pay attention to the things that are making you happy, the things that are bringing like light into your life, and you follow that, you're on the right track and you'll be able to enjoy every day. And like, that's what our days should be filled with. And that's how we should feel every day, is inspired and creative and looking forward to what each day is going to bring. And that's going to look different for each of us. So just pay attention to what brings light into your life and what makes that spark fly.